Over the course of the past 8 days, only about 25,000 Iraqis living in the United States registered to vote in the upcoming Iraqi elections. Jeremy Copeland, chief of external affairs for the Iraqi out-of-country voting program in the United States, says there could be several reasons turnout was not greater.
Over the weekend, when we were expecting our highest numbers in places like Detroit and Chicago, where the large Iraqi communities are, there was a heavy-duty snowstorm. Other possibilities are things like documentation or even just people being fearing for their safety.
Rowan Darush, an Iraqi graduate student at American University, suggests another reason the turnout was light.
It was expected to be low because they split the process into two processes. The registration one day and then the voting one day. Not everybody is able or they have the time and financial capacity to come to register, then travel back to his own city, then come to vote.
But Jeremy Copeland of the Iraqi out-of-country voting program says it was necessary to separate the registration from the voting process in order to create a voter's list.
You have to have a display period in between to allow people to challenge the voter's list. So in other words, we allow agents from political entities in Iraq to come and look at the voter's list. And if they believe that somebody on that list is not eligible to vote, they could challenge that name and their right to vote.
Many of those who did register came in groups, bringing friends and relatives with them.
My wife and my sister, my brother-in-law and some relative.
Nasruddin Koshna, who has lived in the United States for 8 years, drove 2.5 hours to register. He also brought his son, 9-year-old Ali, too young to vote himself, but aware of the significance of the day.
For Kurdistan to have freedom.
That was a sentiment echoed by older Kurds who are registering in suburban Washington to vote.
My name is Shalak. I hope this is going to be a good opportunity for all the Kurdish people or for all the Iraqi people to get freedom. And I hope for all the Middle East to be free like this.
My name is Kamanj Abdul Qadir. I'm 27 years old. This is the first time I vote for anything, for any election, so it's very important to register and cast my vote in the election day.
An estimated 240,000 Iraqi Americans were eligible to register, including those who had never lived in Iraq. All they needed to do was provide documentation to verify that their father was an Iraqi citizen. Narmeen Rieger, who lives in Maryland, brought her father's birth certificate.
My dad was born in Iraq in 1920. I think he would have wanted to see this happen. He left before the overthrow of the government in the 40s, and I would like to take my children to see where their grandfather was born.
Carol Basri's father was also born in Iraq. She traveled by train from New York to register and considers it an honor to be able to vote in the upcoming election.
Iraq was the first place to give ethics to the world with the Code of Hammurabi. First place to have legal cases and arbitration was under the Code of Hammurabi. And so the rule of law has always been important. And to me, the pillar of the rule of law is the rule of democracy.
Ms. Basri says she believes democracy is the future for all of the Middle East. While turnout for registration may have been low, Jeremy Copeland believes voter turnout this weekend will be near 100%. Between Friday and Sunday, he expects 25,000 people to return to 5 cities where they registered and cast their ballot for the future of Iraqi democracy. I'm Susan Logue.